Cultural practices, I touched on grass selection a little bit. Annual bluegrass, we're fortunate. We've been in 8 years, we still don't have a 0.5% on the greens. We have a lot of it in some of the collars, which I'm gonna show you some shots of. But annual bluegrass, if you've got a golf course and you wanna go organic, you're all excited about it, and it's a nice old Donald Ross golf course, and it's got a lot of annual bluegrass on it, make a real accurate estimate of how much you have, an honest one. Because if you've got 50% or more annual bluegrass, then you're gonna have a disaster on your hand if you try to go into an organic management plan. If you don't think so, Beth Page of Green, talk to Frank Rossi and ask him how the organic management plan went the first year at Beth Page Green on Green 16, 17, and 18. They get 50,000 rounds a year, they're all annual bluegrass, and they've got hit really hard. So you've got to know the grasses. If your club has to do it, if they're forced to do it, then you also have to analyze the grasses really carefully. You may have to regress. You may have to say, look, we got to take these out. We got to sod, or we got to seed, or we got to do them over. And that's better to do that. And we had a lot of POA on our practice greens. We do make our members keep their own shoes there. We make our guests, we sterilize their shoes. So we have the shoe guy hates doing it, and he has to clean up all the shoes when the guests come in and stuff like that. So, but sometimes they sneak out to the range, but you get a lot, and we had to just strip it off and resod this year.